The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Tuesday is Pancake Tuesday. So there's a constant debate of, you know, do you do crepes? Do you do American style pancakes? Well, we decided to cut through all of that with Gar Mullins. You're going to give us recipes more or less for everything. Any pancake you fancy, Gar, exactly. This is how to do it.
And look, in our house, it's definitely crepes.
Is it? Oh, you're fancy.
Definitely. Yeah, well, you know. You know how I like to
sugar roast. And lemon, or are you Suzette?
Yeah, well, no, the kids like to have a whole selection of things. So I think putting loads of stuff in the centre of the table, like orange segments, berries, yogurt, cream, chocolate, crispy bacon, and then as a bit of a smorgasbord, and then you can have whatever you want. But definitely on pancake, we make all sorts of pancakes all year round, but on Pancake Tuesday, it has to be the thin French crepe. So look, why don't we start with one? Because I'm also going to give you the American style. And then we're going to give you the potato cake or the boxty or the whatever.
Potato
we'll get to it in a minute. What? Yeah, yeah.
Really?
As a pancake. Okay. Stay with me.
Go.
Right. First one is to make the crepe. And I'm going to give you a really fancy recipe then for crepe Suzette. So a classic French bistro dish. So you need a cup of flour, 3 eggs, 1.5 cups of milk, pinch of salt and a pinch of sugar. Traditionally in Ireland, this is what people would have had on Pancake Tuesday. To make the batter, you're going to whisk the eggs and the milk until it's combined. Then you're going to add in the flour, the sugar and the salt and whisk it again until there's no lumps. And that's it. You just pour it into a jug, set it to one side. I like to leave it rest for about an hour, either in the fridge or make it the day before, even better again. Like we literally make hundreds and hundreds of crepes in the hotel. So, and we make we'll make the mix on Sunday. We'll make a lot of the crepes on Monday and then we'll serve them on Tuesday.
Do you do tableside service with flambé?
Yeah, exactly. You have to, don't you? So then you just stick on a crepe pan. The heavier the pan, the better. So there's really thin crepe pans out there. They're no good because they get heat spots in them. So try and pick one that's a little bit heavier or just a frying pan. If you have a frying pan, it works in there as well.
Non-stick, presumably.
Yeah, little trick, but is if you put the pan on and get it nice and hot, pour some vegetable oil in and then have a bowl at the side and then pour the oil out of the pan until there's no oil left into that bowl and then just repeat that process every time you're going to make a crepe. And then all you're going to do is pour it into the centre, pick the pan up, run it around so it covers the whole base of the pan. The thinner the better for me with crepes. I think they need to be really thin. And then you just want to put another little small pot on the stove with a plate sitting on the top, a little drop of water in the bottom, and that's going to act as like a warming plate. And then as you're making your crepes, you just put them up onto the plate to stay warm.
How long will they stay warm for?
They'll stay, if you're going to make 20 of them, whatever, the heat will stay in them for 20 minutes type of thing. So as you're working your way through them, I like to just sprinkle them with a little bit of sugar in between each one. It stops them from sticking together. And if you want to go all out, a little squeeze of lemon. I mean, it's probably the classic way to eat them, right, with lemon and sugar. But if you want to bring it up a notch, you can make crepe Suzette. So this is a dish that's made table side in all the restaurants around Paris. Really delicious. Look, it's a little bit chefy, but if you do want to, my dad used to actually make this for us when we were growing up. So because he worked as he's a fully trained professional waiter. So years ago, it was a 5-year apprenticeship to be a waiter. So he would have done crepe Suzette, steak Diane, all those things. But we had
crepe at tableside.
Yeah, at home. Yeah. It was cool. And he used the flambé. So I'll tell you how to do it. You need 3 tablespoons of sugar. You need 200 ml of orange juice, the zest of an orange, the zest of a lemon, and then 2 tablespoons of Grand Marnier or Cointreau. So Grand Marnier is an orange liqueur. Yeah. If you haven't got that, splash of whiskey or a splash of brandy does the job quite well as well. And then 50 grams of butter. You put the sugar into the base of the pan on a low to medium heat. When the sugar it'll melt and then it goes an amber colour, so you turn it into caramel. Then you throw in your orange juice, your orange zest and lemon juice, and then you pop in your Grand Marnier, your whiskey, and let the flame catch it. And it flambés up if you want to get fancy. If you're too nervous to do that, just keep it on a low heat. Keep the flame away for it. Reduce it down a little bit. It'll start to thicken up.
Then you also want to make sure of your location when you do that.
Because you've ever seen flame
go through an extractor fan? Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, exactly. You look like a man speaking from experience.
I've had to rip one off the wall while it burns.
I've seen the divilment in your eyes. Then you throw in the knobs of butter. And then you just bring it together. The butter actually thickens the sauce up. And then you just put one crepe in, you fold it and fold it again, and it gets basted in this beautiful orangey, licorice, deliciousy mix. So that's crepe Suzette.
Can't believe you grew up with that, Gar. That's so unfair.
I told you before I'm fancy, you know. A fella from Donegal talking about crepe Suzette. Who would have ever known?
Well, what about then? Because I assume one of the things that's happened in recent years is there's a bit of a push for American-style big fluffy pancakes. That's... Yeah.
And they're also really delicious, right? We serve them in the hotel as well. We serve lots and lots of them. There's two angles you go at them. You either have them sweet or savoury. When you make the mix, if you drop a couple of berries into them, you have blueberry pancakes or banana or chocolate, whatever. So I'll give you the mix for the batter. It's a little bit different because it has some raisin agents in it. There's more flour in it. So for this pancake batter, you're going to need 3 large eggs, 200 grams of plain flour, a heaped teaspoon of baking powder, 100 mils of buttermilk and a pinch of salt. Be generous with the baking powder. I think that's a lot of...
Do you want to sneak in a little bicarb as well?
You could put in a bicarb. That will give you a little bit of acidity, right? And that would 100% would be nice. But you don't need it. The baking powder does do the job. And then all you're going to do is add, like before, add the eggs and buttermilk into a bowl. Give them a really good whisk. Then you add in the flour and the baking powder. Whisk it until you have a smooth batter. Leave it for a half an hour. That lets the baking powder do its thing. And then like before, you put a medium-sized pan on. This time you're going to do 3 dollops, about the size of a golf ball. They will spread out to about the size of a tennis ball. When you see the little bubbles starting to appear, the pancake is telling you to flip it. So don't try and flip it the way you do with the crepes. Just get a spatula, flip it over, and then you're going to cook it for another 2 or 3 minutes. Again, a warm plate on a little bain-marie or on a little pot of water. Pile them all up there. Dust them with a little bit of icing sugar. Some really streaky bacon. So cook your bacon nice and crisp in the oven. And then lots of maple syrup. Really delicious way to eat pancakes. I actually brought you some there. You've already tasted them.
So. They're amazing. And the smell, because you've done them with the bacon as well.
Yeah, exactly.
The smell.
A little bit of smoked bacon's a winner.
Can I put a theory to you?
Go on.
I find that rather than mixing, if you're doing blueberries, instead of mixing them through at the start, if you wait until it starts to cook a bit and then put them in, when you turn them over, they go all jammy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way to do it. Just drop them in. Or you can also drop in little pellets of chocolate, or you could drop in bits of banana or bits of strawberry or whatever you want to. The kids want to drop Smarties in there or Maltesers. I mean, go all
out. I've never thought about a Smartie.
Yeah, Smartie will lift it up a level.
I've been putting this awful day off. You want to sell us the possibility of eating potato cakes?
Come here, look. We are Irish, right? So I had to give the Spuds a plug, right? And a boxty potato, or actually my wife's father makes a really good potato cake. He calls them hot tamales. I think he's made that word up, and he'll be very happy that I'm telling the nation how to do this. So this is his recipe, is it? No, it's my version of his recipe. I've just made it a little bit better. But anyway, we won't dwell. So you've potato cakes with smoked salmon and creme fraiche. So if you're more about the savoury end of things, this is the way I would say to do it. So 275 grams of cold mashed potato. Try not to add any cream or butter or whatever, because it'll adjust the recipe. So just potatoes boiled, mashed, set to one side, or last night's mashed that's left over. 75 grams of flour, half a teaspoon of baking powder, half a teaspoon of bicarb, couple of eggs, 75 mils of milk, and then some spring onion that we're going to go through it. So the same thing, mash into a bowl this time with the baking powder and the flour and the bicarb, mix it together. Then you're going to knock in with a whisk, you're going to knock in the eggs and the milk, and you're going to bring it together so you have this kind of potato-y batter, if you like. Same as, then you can put in your spring onions if you wish. You don't have to put them in. And season well with salt and pepper.
And is it a very thick batter? Is it like mash, or is it?
It's kind of like the American style batter.
So it'll be
the consistency of a loose porridge, I suppose, the best way. And then you just cook them like the American style pancakes. So little bit of oil and a knob of butter into a pan. Same thing, like golf ball size, maybe a little bit bigger, and they will expand as they cook. When you see the bubbles, turn them over. I mean, the other recipe is like a potato farl, and there's like less eggs and less flour, and you shape them in your hands, and that's like a real traditional boxty. But I actually think this is a little bit lighter, a little bit airier. And then a little bit of smoked salmon on the side, some creme fraiche with maybe some chopped chives or spring onion, lemon juice, a little bit of lemon zest. Really, really delicious, and a classic brunch dish served all around. But look, it does every angle you want there.
I tell you what, the other thing is that is a very nice way to use up leftover mashed potato anyway. Because as a side dish with almost any entree, you'd be away with that.
Yeah, exactly. And look, if you do add cream and butter into your mashed potato, just be mindful of that. So pull on the recipe that I've given, which the recipes are, as always, I'll throw them up on my Instagram and News Talk, and I'll share the recipes as well. Pull back on the eggs maybe a little bit. Just put in one egg and put in a little bit less milk. If you've loaded it already with cream and butter from last night's mash, and if you make mash like I do, it's 50%
50-50
potato. Yeah, exactly.
Feel it in your arteries.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, where do you stand on bacon with sweet pancakes?
I mean, I think you have to have it. I really, really love that kind of, especially the way like smoked streaky bacon is almost touching on being a little bit too salty. And invest in real Canadian maple syrup. Stay away from that golden syrup stuff. I don't like it's brilliant.
It is an investment
bacon,
though. It's expensive.
Yeah, I think it's about like 7 or 8 quid, is it, for a bottle? But use it sparingly, as I tell my children, and then I smother my pancakes in it after telling them to use it.
But come here. You thought you were fancy with the crepes, is that a suggestion? Not sure if Gar will cover this, but whisking the egg white before the mix of the American style pancakes is a great way for me to get pancakes quick and fluffy without waiting for the pancake mix to settle. No bad thing, even with the raising agents.
No, and you know, there's a pancake recipe kicking around in Japan. I don't know whether you've seen.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah. But
the big 2-inch thick fellas.
Exactly. Well, that's how they make them. They whip the egg whites, and then there's very little flour, and then they fold them in. But they literally look like footballs, and I'm sure they eat like air. So, Shajiz, we've covered every part of the world here with pancakes.
Well, Gar, always a pleasure. And I don't mean that just because you brought me in a bucket containing pancakes,
really,
Canadian
do,
bacon,
do,
and some maple syrup. Thank you so much. That is Gar Mullins, executive chef at Anantara Marker Hotel. Now, just
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.